Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
We've been talking about our helplessness and God's provision for us. Scripture makes it clear that we cannot please God in our original fallen state. As Job so aptly put it, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? When I read that, I'm reminded of a children's poem written years ago by Wendell P. Lovelace. It goes like this. Marcy had a little pig, and he was white as snow, that is, when he'd had a bath, as you of course might know. Marcy had a terrible time to keep the piggy clean, for he was just the dirtiest pig that one has ever seen. She'd wash him and scrub him till he would squirm and squeal as if he wanted her to know it was an unfair deal. And then in the green backyard he'd play from morning to night unless he'd happen to slip away and lose himself from sight. And when she would find him, he'd be dirtier than e'er before. So Marcy'd get the soap again and scrub the pig some more. Poor Marcy thought and wondered much what she could ever do, and then she figured out a plan, and this she carried through. She took the piggy to a doctor who put the pig asleep, and he took his heart right out, and not, of course, to keep. And then he took a little lamb, took his heart out, too, and put it in the little pig before the piggy knew. When little piggy did awake, he had no more desire to wallow in the mud again or ever in the mire. Try as hard as e'er he could, he never understood how such a pig as once he was could ever be so good. And so you see, dear children, we need a new heart, too. Just like the little piggy did, the old will never do. If you'd receive a brand new heart, well, here is how you may. Accept God's Son as Savior now and let Him in today.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized three-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.